open.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
We love their basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Look, Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to bring her foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it out. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Got the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.com.
Good evening to you, fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fairlawn for a big Friday night contest for you in the Shelby County League. In fact, it is the first of three big Friday evenings for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight, Jackson Center at Fairlawn. Next Friday, Fairlawn at Rushi. And then on February 17th, Rushi at Fort Loramie. These three contests will decide the Shelby County League champion. Rushi right now 8-1 coming into play tonight. Raiders are at Botkins. Fort Loramie is 7-2. Home against Houston. Tied with Fort Loramie for second is Fairlawn, also 7-2, playing right here tonight against Jackson Center. The Tigers of Jackson Center, under head coach Scott Elkert, have won 3 of 4, including a big 20-point win against Marion Local. Fairlawn is rolling. Fairlawn Jets as hot as anybody in boys Division 4 right now. Fairlawn has reeled off 7 straight triumphs, Chuck. Fairlawn is on a mission, playing good team basketball. Points are being scored in support of Nate Lessing, who's averaging nearly 30 a game.
Well, that's the key, because you know Lessing's going to get his. In the first game against Jackson, he scored 17 points in the first quarter. So, I mean, that's how good that kid can be. But Luke Hickman really coming around, was more of just a set shooter, three-point shooter early in the season, but he has become more of a scorer. And then you've got Nick Brodigam, who I think is having a terrific year. He supports Lessing out on the perimeter, and he does a good job. And then Drew Brodigam does a nice job on the inside. They have really come around as a basketball team.
Well, between Luke Hickman and Drew Brodigam, those two young men here recently have been producing in excess of 20 points combined, getting strong rebounds on the inside, playing good interior defense, and they are keys around the basket. Hickman steps out, and he can drain that long three ball. And Keyshawn Johnson will make a miscue every now and then, but he makes up for it with outstanding hustle.
Well, he's an outstanding on-ball defender, and you better be – even if he's not guarding you, you better know where he is, because he's sneaky. He comes around and makes plays. And you talk about Hickman at 6'4", shooting threes. Most of the time, you don't have somebody 6'4 guarding him, so he can look over top. But he has really become a scorer, putting the ball on the floor and getting into the lane also.
First time these two clubs played, we covered that contest. It was a webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fairlawn victorious by a score of 54-49. That victory by Fairlawn over Jackson Center in the first round of Shelby County League play this season ended a losing streak of 10 in a row by Fairlawn to Jackson Center. Jackson Center had won 3 games a year ago against Fairlawn, 3 games the year before, 3 games in 2013-14 as well, knocking Fairlawn out of the sectional tournament those 3 seasons. Last year it was a 42-40 thriller that Jackson Center won. And then back in 2012-13, Jackson Center beat Fairlawn 62-50. In February of that year, Fairlawn was victorious by a score of 50-46. Fairlawn beat Jackson Center earlier this year. The Jets would like to start a streak of their own and make it 2 in a row. It'll be tough, because in Brady Wildermuth at nearly 20 points a game, you've got a young man just like Nate Lessing on the other side of the floor for Fairlawn who can dominate the contest, Chuck. We've got a big crowd here tonight. The band is striking up, music playing loudly. A sea of blue across the way. Jackson Center fans behind us, attired in the typical orange and black. Like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include the following: Parker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment at Jackson Center. Sydney and Troy Body Car Star. 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fresh is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, thanks to Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both came on board last March during the high school tournament. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions offering on-time high-tech computer solutions. Don't forget, Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions is also into specialty advertising items. That side of his business is known as TOSSUM, T-O-S-S-U-M. So if you're interested in mugs, in T-shirts, in pens, give Adam Rice a call. He will also repair your computer, too. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, Chuck, what Jackson Center needs here tonight is somebody to drop in 12, 13 points, maybe two players. That would be an added bonus, in addition to a good double-digit evening from Big 6'6 Brady Wilderbooth in Jackson Center. First time around, got that from Trent Platfoot against Fairlawn. He poured in 19 points, including 3 threes. That might be a prescription for Jackson Center, which could lead to victory tonight.
Well, and that's what they've struggled with all year, is finding someone. They've had Sosby score some points in games. They've had Platfoot score some points in games, but they don't have anybody consistent. And they've got to get somebody who's going to score on a consistent basis with Wildermuth for them to be able to be a contender, because they got two things going for them. They got 6'7 Brady out there, who is a shot blocker and a heck of a scorer. And then they've got Scott Elkert on the bench. Those two things will make you a little nervous if you're going to play Jackson in the tournament.
Jackson Center generated 49 points in the first outing against Fairlawn. That was a pretty good total,
right,
for the Tigers this year. Always super good on defense. But other than Brady Wildermuth, there's been a lack of scoring punch this campaign for Jackson Center. But 49 in that first meeting against Fairlawn was fine production. However, the Fairlawn Jets shook loose for 36 points in the first half in that game. Nate Lessing dropped a 32 on Jackson Center that night. He had 17 in the first quarter, believe it or not. 17 big ones. Jackson Center roared from behind, got the game even at 38 after falling behind by 19 in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center does not want another uphill struggle like that this evening.
Well, they came out and they played Wildermuth on Lessing. And I think what they wanted to do with Brady's size was to keep him from shooting the threes, but he got into the lane and scored at will in the first quarter. After that, they put Sosby on him. And, I mean, he ended up with 32, but he got 15 the rest of the game.
Head coach Justin Tidwell of Fairlawn has done a very good job with his Jets this year. And I love the way, slowly but surely, he's been able to integrate additional young men into the scoring side of things to help out Nate Lessing. And it's a club that's got a few players off the bench as well now, Chuck. Drew Brodingham, in games we've webcasted, has been special on the inside. It will be interesting, as you noted seconds ago, to see the matchups for this contest tonight. Fairlawn's going to try and push it lickety-split. Jackson Center's got to be careful to not get into a high-octane game with the Jets of Fairlawn.
Well, that's what happened the first game in the first quarter, and that's why they fell way behind. They were down 26-13.
Yeah.
Scott Elker teams usually get 26.5, and there's times they don't give up 26 in a game, so that was an anomaly. I don't expect to see that kind of a start for Fairlawn tonight.
Thanks so much to the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses to contact the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission to get connected with their benefits. Call 498-7282. Opening tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Good job, girls.
We've got girls action tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center entertains Fort Loramie, and what a feather in the cap of the Jackson Center Lady Tigers it would be to beat Fort Loramie tomorrow and essentially, Chuck, wrap up the Shelby County League girls' race. Jackson Center would then, by my math, have a two-game lead over Fort Loramie and a two-game lead over Rushi, which got beat last night with one game to go. Of course, the Jackson Center ladies won the volleyball title last December in 2016 and in 2015 as well. What a closeout for the senior year of those young ladies it would be to take the basketball title tomorrow after having won two state championships in volleyball as well.
And went to Columbus last year in basketball also.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, this has been a really terrific class for Jackson Center. And I thought coming into the season, they were probably the favorites, and they haven't disappointed.
No. We've got that game tomorrow for you, 2:30 tip-off online on scoresbroadcast.com at 2:10 tomorrow afternoon. Fort Loramie at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie Redskins, despite a 3-3 start, have battled back. And Fort Loramie now is a game ahead of Rushi in the loss column, a game behind Jackson Center. Fort Loramie not out of the race. In fact, there is a way by which Fort Loramie could share, maybe even win the league outright. That's remote, but it could happen. Fort Loramie needs to take its first step tomorrow by beating Jackson Center. Should be a fine contest. We've got the action for you. Again, tip off at 2:30. We're all set to go here tonight. It is Jackson Center moving from left to right. Fairlawn from right to left. The home standing Jets have got Keyshawn Johnson, 5'11", senior, in the backcourt. Nate Lessing, jump center, 6'3", a senior. Luke Hickman in the opening five, 6'4", a junior. Nick Brodingham, 6'2", a senior. And Drew Brodingham also in the opening five, as usual, for the Fairlawn Jets. 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and a junior. Jackson Center wins the opening tap. Tigers have got the ball 25 feet away on the right. Rotating it straight away is Platfoot. Circles near wing to Calvin Winter. Winter, just a freshman, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, getting the nod this evening for head coach Scott Elkridge's team. 25 feet away in the corner is Gavin Boozer. Hands off to Bryce Sosby, who's at about 10 a game on the year. Now to Winter. Jackson Center taking seconds off the shot clock. All right, it seems like there should be a shot clock. Down to 7:12 to go. We've not had a shot yet. No score. Fairlawn hasn't touched the ball on offense. Winter's got it 25 feet away. Looks for Wildermuth flashing, and Drew Brodigam does a nice job causing Wildermuth to break off his stride, and the pass can't be made. Straight away, ball dish to Bryce Sosby. Now Winter. Winter on the arc. Hickman checks him. Here's Brady Wildermuth, top of the key. Dribbles once, twice, nearly walked. Loops it off into the right corner to Boozer. Ball deflected on the play by Fairlawn. Goes out of bounds. Down to 6:40 remaining here in the first quarter. No score. Not a shot tried. Jackson Center inbounds. It's Bryce Sosby at midcourt. Right wing to Gavin Boozer. Looks for the cutter. And Platfoot's not there. Dribbling through the top of the circle is Boozer. High left to Platfoot. Platfoot to Sosby. Sosby guarded 25 feet away very tightly by Nick Brodigan. Sosby on the left-hand bounce. Well, we've played nearly 2 minutes. No shots tried in this game. Jackson Center working the ball around the arc. Very seldom getting it below the foul line. Here's Winter in the top of the key. Accidental elbow to the chin of Hickman. Winter passes, gets it back, then flips it to Sosby right wing. We've gone under the six-minute mark now here in the first quarter. Nick Brodigan guards Sosby, 30 feet away. Here's a Winter. Oh, all over him, tightly. Hickman nearly undressed him, 25 feet out. Ball dished to Brady Wildermuth, who gives it back up to Trent Platfoot. All this activity behind the arc. Now Wildermuth's got it baseline left. Fadeaway 16-footer. Bingo! How about that? Jackson Center worked 2.5 minutes for the game's first shot, and Brady Wildermuth sinks it. Fairlawn forecourt to her left. Blessing in the corner now to Hickman. Straight away Nick Brodigan. Jackson Center in the typical close man-to-man. Drew Brodigan mid-post, now to Lessing, near side Keyshawn Johnson. Being guarded by Trent Platfoot. Now Nick fakes left, goes right, leaves it behind him for Hickman. Hickman fakes the three, tries to make a tight pocket pass below the basket to Keyshawn Johnson. The ball rolls free out of bounds. Here comes Wildermuth to midcourt for Jackson Center. Keyshawn Johnson nearly reached in and fouled. And Brady pounds the ball on the floor, goes to the top of the circle. Nick Brodigam's got him. Right side of the floor, handed off to Boozer. Gavin Boozer, 6 feet tall, a junior. Brady Wildermuth catches 20 feet out straight on, 6'6", a senior. Deep right corner, it's Bryce Sosby, 5'10", a junior. Foul line extended right, Calvin Winter, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, a freshman. Now Wildermuth. And they rotate it to him. He's got it isolated one-on-one. Open side of the floor. Pulls up and banked it in on the go.
That was a tough shot. He had two people in his face when he shot that.
Jackson Center did a nice job overloading left and got Wildermuth some open floor space on the right. He went one-on-one and kicked it in off the window. A lot of English. The ball hit the glass, trickled around the iron, and spun down through the net. And right now it's 4-0 Wildermuth over Fairlawn. Here's Nate Lessing, pull-up J from 16, in a lot of traffic. No good, bounced off the rim. Rebound Wildermuth, knocked away by Drew Brodigan. Goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. This is the start that head coach Scott Elkert of the Tigers wanted. 3:50 left here in the first quarter. Fairlawn's had only a couple possessions and is down 4-0. Chuck, this is like a high school football team taking the opening drive to start the game and working about 80 yards down the field, 3-4 yards of play, taking 8-9 minutes off the clock, and eventually kicking a field goal. 3:40 left to go, first quarter. Here's Sosby timeline for Jackson Center. Bounce pass right wing, Brady Wildermuth. Brady's got it, circles to Sosby across the top of the key, goes to the foul line, fadeaway shot, 16-footer, makes it. Wow, Jackson Center, hot beginning, up 6-0. There's that touchdown. Here is Fairline. Nick Brodigan, foul stripe, twisting, turning, doesn't shoot. Way out on the right flank to Nate Lessing. He's doubled, now tripled in the lane. Forced one up around the rim and out. Excellent defense. Rebound yanked down by Brady Wildermuth, who heaves it the length of the floor too far. Intended for Boozer. No chance. 3:08 to go first quarter. Jackson Center 6. Fairlawn nothing. Oh, we've seen a few games in the past 2-3 years when Jackson Center has really clamped down and tightened the screws hard against Fairlawn and made it very difficult for Nate Lessing and his teammates to operate. So far, that's the story. Here's Hickman, who might have gotten away with a walk. He barreled down the right side of the lane and on the run, kissed one in off the glass. First field goal of the night for Fairlawn. 6-2, Jackson Center foul at midcourt as Hickman dived in for the steal and caught the leg of Sosby. Common foul, 2:37 left to go here in the first quarter. 6-2 the score in favor of Jackson Center, which has it at midcourt. It's Sosby against Nick Brodigan. Sosby on the bounce. Outside the arc on the left to Boozer. Swivels to the top of the key, leaves it behind him to Sosby. Starts to drive, pulls up, steps back, and rims the 18-footer. Rebound, gobbled up on the play by Lessing. Stabbed out of bounds by Jackson Center. Here come the Fairlawn Jets, down the floor right to left on your phone or computer screen. Home whites, blue Fairlawn across the chest, blue numerals. Jackson Center, the road black, white numbers outlined in orange. Hickman spots up behind the arc, nobody checks him. He lets one fly, way short and off to the right. In Jackson Center, yanks down the rebound. It's Blatfoot. He bobbles over midcourt, gives it up to Brady Wildermuth. Deep three, right corner, you can count it. Brady Wildermuth on the money. 7-point cushion, Jackson Center. 1:45 to go in the first. Lessing's got it 25 feet away. Now to Keyshawn on top. He chucks up a triple. Buries it. Keyshawn Johnson unloads. 9-5. Jackson Center up 4. 1:31 to go first quarter. Sosby dribbles behind the back. He's doubled at center court, finds an open player, Winner. Winner catches baseline right, rims it. A 13-footer was down, snapped out. Rebound Hickman up ahead to Drew Brodigan. To Keyshawn Johnson, a floater from three-point land way downtown. Missed it off to the right. It ricochets off the rim, goes out of bounds. Each team, Chuck, last two possessions, very quick shots.
Yeah, that's too quick for Fairlawn. I mean, if that's Lessing shooting that, fine, but you don't really want Johnson shooting. He made the first three, which is fine because he did it out of the offense.
Now, Winter, the freshman, had a good look last trip down.
Right.
This time he catches in the lane, thought about shooting, didn't. Passes to Brady. Cross court, left corner. Winter catches, almost jacked one up, decided not to. Comes back cross court near side to Brady Wildermuth. Drew Brodigan on him. 25 feet away. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center 9, Fairlawn 5. Here's Brady nearly palming it. Scoots down the lane. Herky-jerky move. A runner. Good. Brady Wildermuth, 7-footer right in front. 11-5 Tigers. Half minute to go, first quarter. Drew Brodigan on top. Right wing Nick. Fakes left, goes right, pulls up. Airmails one to Hickman. Hickman left corner, Keyshawn Johnson outside. It goes to Lessing. Lessing retreats with 14 seconds to go in the first. He's double teamed. Back to Keyshawn. 7 to play. Drew Brodigan high post. Right wing Nick. Midcourt Nate Lessing with 5 remaining. He's jumping, shooting a long 21-footer. Bullseye at the buzzer. Nate Lessing poured one in. Big lift for Fairlawn, which closes the period on a trifecta from Nate Lessing. 11-8 Jackson Center after 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program, called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn. Jackson Center Tigers, who led 9-2, start the second quarter up 11-8. And right away, Fairlawn makes a nifty pass down low in the left block to Drew Brodigham. He muscles up a short one and gets it to roll in off the backboard. 11-10, here comes Fairlawn. Double-teaming Jets all over Brady Wildermuth, who heaves it cross-court. Fairlawn intercepts. Hickman to Nick Brodigham. What do we have? Timeout called by head coach Justin Tidwell of the Fairlawn Jets. Hickman was scrambling for the ball. I think coach thought that he needed a timeout in order to salvage possession, and about the time he called it, Hickman gained control and fired a pass up the floor.
Yeah, but as a coach, you don't want to take a chance. Jackson, they left Wildermuth all by himself, and nobody flashed to the middle. He had nowhere to go with the basketball. They're going to have to adjust to that. I think they're having a little discussion about that in the huddle.
Right. Chuck alluding to the turnover there by Jackson Center in the first 20 seconds of the second quarter. 11-10, nice comeback for Fairlawn. Fairlawn Jets, Chuck, had what, just 2 points for the first 5.5 minutes of the game?
Yeah, and that shot by Lessing at the end of the quarter, I mean, yeah. that was good defense. He's just a basketball player.
Exactly. Well, Fairlawn can take the lead now, trailing by one. 45 seconds gone here in the second period. Nick Brodigam's got the ball straight away. Little pick and roll with Drew. Foul line extended right. Now to Lessing. Wildermuth comes out to hedge and slow him down. Lessing pulls up at the foul line, jumps and shoots, missed it. Hit the rim, backboard, and guess who is there to pull off the board and sweep it clean? Brady Wildermuth. Backcourt to Boozer. He romps ahead. Keyshawn Johnson on him. 11-10, Jackson Center up one. 6:42 to go, second quarter. Here is Bryce Sosby out near the timeline, loops it across the floor to Brady Wildermuth. Drew Brodigham goes for the pickoff, collides with Brady. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers right in front of us.
I like what Coach Tidwell's doing defensively. Whoever he's pressing and whoever has the ball in the backcourt, they've got Johnson on him, and then as soon as they get the ball over midcourt, they switch back to their normal people.
Ball inbounded to Brady Wildermuth. He's handling the ball, Chuck, about as much as any 6'6 man on a high school basketball floor ever would.
Well, that could bode well for his future.
You're right about that. Brady's got the ball high left. Hands off to Sosby. Sosby almost pitched it down inside to Brady. Didn't. Outside the arc and the right to Winter. Now Brady Wildermuth, top of the key. Now Sosby, 25 feet away. Bryce on the dribble. Flips it behind him to Gavin Boozer, right wing Winter. Straight away it goes to Wildermuth. Ball lobbed toward the Fairlawn cheering section. Good leap and a catch by Trent Platfoot. Now Sosby dribbling between the legs. He's double-teamed, gives it back up to Brady. Keyshawn Johnson flashes for the steal. Can't get it. Brady Wildermuth instead wiggles into the lane, squirts up a short shot. No good, but he is jerked on the arm. For the moment, Fairlawn tried to make the intercept, didn't. Brady Wildermuth seized the opportunity. He knew he had a one-man advantage, and he was able to fight into the paint. First of two foul shots, up and in. 12-10 Jackson Center.
When you try to make a steal like that, and you really break down your defense if you don't make the steal.
Second free throw, Brady Wildermuth got it. 13-10, Jackson Center leads by three. Fairlawn has not led in this game. Jets bring it to midcourt. Right flank, Nate Lessing. Goes down low on the right to Nick Brodigam. Came off a screen. It was thrown to him by Lessing, and Brodigam scores. Good look. Fine play. Nicely executed by the Jets, who convert to make it a one-point game again, 13-12. Brady Wildermuth deep in the right corner. Starts a drive, pulls up, arches in a 10-footer.
Wow.
Jackson Center shooting an extremely high percentage here through the first 11 minutes. Five to go in the first half. 15-12, Tigers lead. Brady Wildermuth has been on fire.
Yeah, he's got 13 of the 15.
Deep left corner. Ball handled by Cody Kirtner, who's in now for the Fairlawn Jets. Kirtner's got it. Between the rings, it's Nick Brodigam. Nick lobbing outside the arc to Keyshawn Johnson right in front of us. Now Nate Lessing's got it. Sosby eye to eye with him. Fairlawn having difficulty slicing through this Jackson Center defense. Here's an inside pass intended on the play for Nate Lessing. He lunged to get it. He was held on the play. Ball had a bounce to Fairlawn below the rim. 4:33 to go, second quarter. 15-12, Jackson Center up three. Ball lobbed in low on the left to Drew Brodigam. He powers his way against Wildermuth, who altered the shot, and then he got the rebound. Brady Wildermuth is playing a stellar contest so far for Jackson Center, which has possession now. 4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Far right wing, it's Platfoot, 30 feet out. It's a high pick from Wildermuth. Platfoot on the dribble now. Winner, left flank, still behind the arc. Catching his Platfoot, 25 feet away. Now Boozer comes off a screen. Johnson checks him. Now to Sosby. Look at Sosby dash down the lane all the way to the rack. Banked it high off the board. No, hit the rim. Rebound Jackson Center over the shoulder. Fairlawn Jets. And I think it's ruled in the act of shooting. Yep, it is.
That was a real nice take by Sosby that time. The ball wouldn't quite drop, but he got into the defense, and it allowed Winner to step in and get the rebound.
Free throw by Winner is good. It nestles down through the netting. 16-12, Jackson Center up four. 3:57 to go, second quarter. Second shot, Winner pushes it toward the rim. It's on the money. 17-12, Jackson Center ahead by five. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Boy, this game's so much unlike the first encounter between these two clubs at Jackson Center, when Fairlawn stormed to a first half which generated nearly 40 points. 26 in the first. Oh, here's a good dish. What a look by Nick Brodigam. Down inside to Lessing, right in the teeth of the Tiger defense. He caught it and looped in a little four-footer. That's where Lessing is nearly unstoppable. 3:24 to go, first half, 17-14 in favor of Jackson Center, which gets a timeout because Sosby was nearly tied up on the far side. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Do not miss out on great savings, high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings at Goffney, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of coupons there. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Well, Jackson Center throws it in, and the ball goes to the floor, and Fairlawn digs hard for it and comes out of there with it. Keyshawn Johnson down the floor for the Jets, who trail by three. Under three to go first half. Here's Lessing posting up, about 7 or 8 feet away. A lot of congestion. Shot it. Couldn't see the rim. Missed it. Rebound Jackson Center. Stolen, though, by Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson to the rim. No. deflected by Jackson Center. Then Keyshawn fouls, reaching in, trying to get it back after the shot was altered by Jackson Center. 2:43 to go, second quarter, 17-14 in favor of Jackson Center, which applied excellent defense in that sequence, Chuck.
Well, I tell you, there's no better shot blocker in the league than Grady Wilderman.
Jackson Center against Fairlawn's pressure. Ball fumbled at midcourt. Jackson Center gets it back. Down the floor inside. Scattered floor. Winner overshoots. But he spelled it in the back, and he's got two. Fairlawn nearly came away with a steal at midcourt. Jackson Center escaped out water. Floor became scattered. Winner got a look down inside. Fairlawn recovered, but hit him from the rear, and he's at the stripe. Free throw short, no good. 17-14, three-point lead. Tigers up, 2:28 to go first half. It's been a briskly played first two quarters. Winner shoots again off the flange. Hard. Good rebound, Drew Brodigan. Out to Lessing. Like a locomotive, he sprints down the floor into the lane. Off balance around Brady Wildermuth. Left it short. Brady altered another one. Here comes Jackson Center. Sosby to Winner. Winner to Boozer. Hits a cutter. Sosby, baseline left. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Real long, high lob. Way back out of trouble to midcourt to Brady Wildermuth. 2 minutes to go, first half. 17-14, Jackson Center. More like a football score at intermission, Chuck.
But a Jackson Center score in a basketball game, and this is where they want this game to be.
Yes, indeed. Platfoot's got it, 30 feet out. Hand off midcourt to Sosby. Nick Brodigan chases him. Now Brady. Brady Wildermuth near the timeline. Drew comes out to guard him. To Winner, deep left side of the floor, on top Sosby. Good look from three-point. Oh, wow, what a shot. Sosby, longest one of the evening. It'll probably hold up. He got a good look, fine screen. And a three-pointer by Sosby makes it 20-14. Fairlawn quickly gets it down the floor, entering into the lane to Drew Brodigan. And he is grabbed on the play by Jackson Center.
It's only two team fouls on the Tigers.
Jackson Center can afford to play very scrappy physical defense. As Chuck noted, just two common fouls on Jackson Center. That was one right there against Drew Brodigan, which prevented him from getting the ball out of his hands. Drew catches left baseline. Drew Brodigan shoots one a little out of his range, almost went in, about a 16-footer. Rebound down to Brady Wildermuth again. He's got a hunk of rebound so far. Ball thrown up ahead of the timeline to Winner. Fairlawn pressing. Off on the play to Sosby. Below the foul line. Shot it. Hard. No good. Rebound Fairlawn. Jackson Center crashes the boards and fouls. Couple quick ones on the Tigers. 57 seconds to go in the first half. 20-14 Jackson Center. Boy, Jackson Center is making a precious few shots count a lot so far in this game.
Brady Wildermuth is giving them absolutely nothing on the boards. Once that shot goes up, if it's not made, it's his rebound.
Yep, he's wiping the glass clean. On top is Kirtner, behind him is Nick Brodigan. Goes baseline right, and he's staved off. Can't go all the way to the rim. Has to throw back out on the arc. Moving screen against Fairlawn's offense. The official spotted it. Far side of the floor. Good call.
Called it on Lessing. That's only his first. Somebody I've missed, and I don't know if he's injured or not. Josh Reck, who had been starting, we have not seen him.
Nope.
So I'm guessing maybe he's not playing tonight.
We'll get an update on him at the half. 38.1 to go. Second quarter of play. 20-14 lead for Jackson Center. Fairlawn really applying the heat in backcourt, trying to slow down Jackson Center. And the Tigers take five passes to get it up ahead to Brady Wildermuth. But Fairlawn is really getting rough. And here is a shove off at midcourt against Keyshawn Johnson. And guess what? That's team foul seven on the white shirts. And Jackson Center gets the bonus. One and one, Brady Wildermuth. Actually, that's foul number eight. This is not the Fairlawn Jets style of play. Free throw, Brady Wildermuth, one and one. He sinks it. 21-14, 7-point lead Jackson Center. Brady Wildermuth has played about as flawless a half, a 6'6 post player who's also handling the ball and bringing it down the floor. Can play.
Yeah, he's doing it all. I mean, he's handling the basketball, he's scoring, he's rebounding.
And he just knocked down two free throws to give Jackson Center its widest advantage, 8 points, 22-14, 18 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Nick Brodigan, 25 feet away. Cross court to Nate Lessing. Sosby on him, shirt to shirt. Lessing gives it up, gets it back with five to go. He hoists up a long 26-footer. No good. Off the flange. That's it. Into the first half. Lessing tried to score a triple at the end of the second quarter like he did at the end of the first, but he failed to do so. And Jackson Center has got Fairlawn on the ropes. We played two quarters here at the Jets Gym. 22-14 Tigers on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn. It's been a rowdy first half. Crowd has made a lot of noise. Jackson Center Tigers spectators have had a little more to cheer about, though. 8 points worth more. 22-14, Tigers over the Jets. Jackson Center held the ball the first couple minutes of the game and then scored a field goal. Worked the clock from 8 minutes down to six, got a bucket, and Jackson Center has played nearly perfectly through the first 16 minutes and has Fairlawn on the ropes. Clearly not the type of contest the Jets enjoy playing. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Tigers ahead by 8. Brady Wildermuth has come to play tonight. He's outstanding virtually every evening, Chuck. Tonight, he's put Jackson Center on his back and carried the Tigers to this 22-14 advantage.
Well, he scored 15 points in the first half. He's got to have at least, if there are 11 rebounds, 8 of them got to be his rebounds. He blocked 4 or 5 shots and probably altered 2 or 3 others. Jackson has an 11-4 rebounding advantage.
Wow.
1-0 on the offensive boards. Fairlawn turned it twice. Jackson turned it 4 times, which is not really bad with the youngsters out on the perimeter playing against the pressure, because Fairlawn has really picked up the defensive intensity in the second quarter. Fairlawn didn't go to the free throw line. That's something that they'll probably talk to the official about in the second half. Jackson was 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Wildermuth made 4 of 4. Individual scoring for Fairlawn, Nate Lessing has 5, 3 from Keyshawn Johnson, and then 2 each from Hickman and Drew Brodigan and Nick Brodigan. They scored 8 and 6, 14 points for the half. On the other side, Wildermuth had 15, 5 from Bryce Sosby, and 2 from the freshman Calvin Winter. They scored 11 in both quarters, 22-14 at the half.
And Chuck, Jackson Center's defense, led by head coach Scott Elkert, has a tendency to do this to teams. Against Fairlawn the last 3 to 4 years, Jackson Center's defense has been extra special. It is here again tonight. As you mentioned, Fairlawn tried to speed Jackson Center up, caused the Tigers to make a few passes that were near misses. Jackson Center got a little bit careless. Fairlawn couldn't produce the kind of turnovers, though, the Jets would have liked. And I tell you what, unless Fairlawn can get 4 or 5 stops in a row or get some takeaways, Fairlawn's going to have a hard time overcoming this 8-point deficit, because 8 points in a game like this is really 10 or 12.
Well, Jackson does a couple of things incredibly well. They run their offense until they get what they want,
right,
and that's frustrating for a team that wants to go play offense at the other end. And the other thing they did very well in the first half, even after they broke the press, they didn't just go down and fire up a quick shot. They still went back into their offense, ran their offense, and that's why they've got the 22-14 lead at the half.
And Nate Lessing shackled with just 5.
Yeah. He hit the 3 at the end of the quarter, at the first quarter. He had an early 2 in the second quarter. Other than that, he's not really getting much in the way of shots off. And a big key for Jackson, you look up on the scoreboard under the foul column, Brady Wildermuth hasn't had a foul, which means he can still be incredibly aggressive in the second half.
Yeah. What's the adjective to best describe Jackson Center's defense in the half court? Swarming?
They do such a great job of helping.
Yeah.
They hedge, they get back. I thought that the Coach Tidwell, his thought process was good. They were bringing Drew Brodigan out, trying to get Brady away from the basket, and then they threw the ball down to Lessing, who did score on that play. But after that, he wasn't stepping out, and if Drew is not going to be able to make some 15 to 18 footers, he's not going to step out there again on him.
Right. Well, nonetheless, Jackson Center's got to come up with a few solutions, or I should say Fairlawn's got to come up with a few solutions to get this Jackson Center defense solved. Tigers have been superb here through the first 2 quarters, limiting Fairlawn to only 14 points, Nate Lessing to 5. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much, Wilson Health. 8-point lead, Jackson Center. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
550-1585.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Fairlawn, and the Jackson Center Tigers have had their way with the Jets, leading 22-14 in a low-scoring tilt so far. Jackson Center has made every single precious possession count. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets got off to a bad start. Fell behind by 7 early on, 9-2. Came back strong to get within 1. But the Jackson Center Tigers closed out the second quarter extremely well to push the advantage out to 8. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders here tonight for Jackson Center. It's Caitlin Sosby, a sophomore, outstanding 3.7 GPA, daughter of Dwayne and Tina, plays volleyball, basketball. We'll see Caitlin tomorrow on the hardwood for Jackson Center against Fort Loramie. Is active in academia, the art club, FCCLA, FFA, catches and plays shortstop on the softball team, has brothers Bryce and Trevor, cousin is Drew, undecided about college choice, she's just a sophomore in high school, would like to pursue physical therapy. For Fairlawn, it's cheerleader Audrey Francis, 3.4 GPA senior. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Mine's today, so happy birthday, Audrey.
Audrey Francis, 18 tomorrow for the Fairlawn Jet cheerleaders. Daughter of Craig and Tracy, volleyball, FCCLA. Played basketball for Fairlawn through her junior year, academia. She's on a national volleyball squad, used to be in Spanish club. She's an Edison post-secondary option student. And she's off to Wheeling Jesuit on a volleyball scholarship. And she wants a career in elementary teaching. Audrey Francis, cheerleader for Fairlawn. Caitlin Sosby, cheerleader for Jackson Center. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to Jackson Center in, or I should say, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Here we go, starting the third quarter. Fine beginning for the Fairlawn Jets. Nate Lessing goes left, goes right, and he manages to streak to the basket. Caught a pass out near midcourt, and he went all the way to the rack for a deuce. Way to open up for Fairlawn. Quickly, three-pointer, right corner, flat foot, Jackson Center. He hits it.
Wow, that was quite an answer.
Well, The goal by Lessing got the Jets crowd into it, and then Blackfoot immediately silenced them with a long trifecta. 25-16, Jackson Center in the lead by 9. 7:08 to go here in the third quarter. Hickman elbow in the right to Nick Brodigham. Out back to Lessing. He steps into a triple. It hits the front rim and falls into the lap of Brady Wildermuth. That's the shot that Jackson Center will let Lessing have. Long throw down the floor to Winter in the lane for Jackson Center. Out back to Blackfoot. Now Wildermuth between the circles. He's doubled. Gives it up to Winter. Bounce pass to Sosby on top. 9-point lead, Jackson Center. 6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Dribbling is Sosby. Gets a screen way out on the floor from Wildermuth. Sosby goes baseline left. Out of the arc to Blackfoot. Oh, here's Boozer with a fine look. It was off to the left. What do we have? A whistle beneath the basket. And a Jackson Center player was wrapped up. He was being wrestled away from rebounding position. Tigers ball below the rim.
Yeah, that was Drew Brodigham. He had quite a grip on Brady Wildermuth at that time.
Ball inbounded by Winter. Rolls away from Brady Wildermuth. Far side of the floor. He can't reel it in. It's out of bounds to Fairlawn. 25-16 score. Jets behind by 9. We played a minute and a half here in the third. Boy, it's been an unpredictable year. Shelby County League boys and girls. Bodkins knocked off Rushi girls last night. Jackson Center girls trying to, or Jackson Center boys trying to surprise Fairlawn here this evening. Big game tomorrow, Jackson Center Fort Loramie in girls action. We've got it for you on Scores Broadcast. Good sharing of the ball by Fairlawn, and Luke Hickman spots up behind the arc. It was a double screen, and he tossed in a long one. It was way up in the air and plummeted right down through. And then against Fairlawn pressure, Jackson Center whips him down the floor. Driving layup, no good. Stick back is in by Wildermuth. 27-19, Tigers up 8. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Hickman again straight away. No good off the flange. Rebound low on the left of Lessing. And he might have been shoved out of bounds. He was.
Yeah, he started. Lessing started to go up for the rebound, and Sosby had him, he's holding him down by the shoulders. It's tough to jump.
Indeed. Last two trips down, Fairlawn's had a plan for Luke Hickman. He made one, missed one. Jets have the ball. Here's Keyshawn Johnson rifling it in over the head of Lessing. It's out of bounds at the scorer's table.
Now, that's really nobody's fault. Miscommunication.
Yep. 5:38 left in the third. Again, this 8-point lead, but Jackson Center is more like 10 or 12 because the Tigers will limit the possessions for both teams the remainder of the game. Hesitation by Blackfoot in the half court. The Fairlawn Jets successfully got Jackson Center sped up, and it resulted in a walk by the road team.
Well, they did a great job of breaking the press. They had 3-on-2, and for some reason, Blackfoot didn't take the ball at the basket. He kind of slid his foot.
Yeah, you're right.
It was going to be 3-on-2. It was going to be a layup.
Missed opportunity, Tigers. Here's Lessing, right corner. Step back, 3. Hits it. Big hoop for Fairlawn, which is within 5. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 27-22, Tigers. Sosby, 60 feet away. He's doubled. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Brady Wildermuth at the timeline. Whips a pass down inside for Winter. Clawed away by Johnson. Tipped to Hickman. Long throw to Lessing. All the way to the rack. He's hacked on the play at the rim. Here come the Jets storming back. 27-22, Jackson Center. Couple free throws here for Nate Lessing. Fairlawn's got to continue, Chuck, to apply pressure and get Jackson Center sped up somehow, some way. And an official on the far side of the floor has told security to remove a fan. Nate Lessing, 2 shots, Fairlawn. First one, bingo, he's got it. 27-23 in favor of Jackson Center.
I'll tell you what, unless a fan said something incredibly offensive to me, there's no way I'm throwing people out of the gym.
Exactly. You can't have rabbit ears and be an official.
Yeah, exactly.
Fans are going to yell. You just got to make sure that you don't hear virtually any of it. Second free throw was missed on the play by Lessing. It bounced around and came off. Then Jackson Center whipped the ball up ahead to the timeline, and very quickly at center court, an over and back call was made against Jackson Center. It was erroneous. It was a mistake. The referees conference and get it corrected.
Yeah. I don't know what he was looking at to make that call. I'm glad somebody in the stands didn't yell at him. He was thrown out of the gym.
4:45 to go in the third quarter, 27-23 in favor of Jackson Center. Nate Lessing seconds ago made a free throw, missed one. Here's Hosby up over the timeline, gives it to Boozer. Boozer dribbles into the lane, then goes to Winter in the left corner. Now Sosby on top. He drives, penetrates, out back to Winter. High arching three-pointer, long. Weak side rebound, Drew Brodigan. Farrell on a chance to cut it to two, maybe one. Hickman, long three-pointer, hits the rim, no good. Oh, what a tip-in! What a tip-in!
Man.
Lessing, Nate Lessing, skied. He came out of nowhere from the right corner. In volleyball, that shot in off the glass. What a rebound by Lessing. Two-point game, 27-25. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Lessing with a big putback. Here's Keyshawn Johnson trying to force a steal against Sosby. He's too aggressive, and he fouls. Boy, did you see that tip in, stick back?
You know what was impressive was how high he was when he got the rebound. And just, he was up good. His head was around the rim when he tipped it in.
It was, Chuck. I couldn't see the window above the flange because Lessing's head was in the way on that rebound. Jackson Center throws it in. Fairline strikes it out of bounds. 3:50 left to go, third quarter. Lead for Jackson Center has been shaved all the way down to two. Dribbling behind the back, Sosby midcourt. Nick Brodigan on him. Uh-oh, we got a collision. Far side, what's been called? Fairlawn player may have won an Oscar. He went down. Nick Brodigan might have gotten a hand on the arm, and he went to the floor, Prano, and it was ruled a charge on Jackson Center.
And that's the fourth one on Bryce Sosby.
My goodness, how many total on Jackson Center for the game?
They probably got five, and of that, he's got four of them.
3:40 to go, third quarter. Fairlawn Jets get the ball back. That was a questionable call. 25 feet away, Nick Brodigan spins into trouble, top of the circle. Rotates it to Kirtner, dumps it to Lessing. By the way, Josh Reck for Fairlawn sprained an ankle in practice yesterday. A light sprain. He's probably out of action for 10 days to 2 weeks. Long shot missed on the play from the right corner by Nick Brodigan. Jackson Center gets the rebound, quickly motoring the other way. It is Brady Wildermuth. He goes hard in the paint. He spilled on his way to the rim. He released the ball at the last second and is awarded two.
Well, that's a hard foul, but I'm telling you, that's a good foul.
Yep.
You don't let him shoot the easy one. You either let him go or you knock him down, and they knocked him down.
Down to 3:18 left in the third quarter. Brady Wildermuth has been money at the stripe. He sinks it, and it's 28-25. Tigers up three. Substitution here for the Fairlawn Jets. Jameson is in, right?
Logan Jameson, 6'4", sophomore.
Second shot, Brady Wildermuth. He tries to edge the Tigers out to a four-point cushion. No good, hit the heel. Rebound pinballed into the right corner, tracked down by Hickman. Hand off to Nick Brodigan. Fairlawn can tie with a three. 3:08 to go, third quarter. Near side of the court, head coach Justin Tidwell knows the value of this possession. He gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Just over three to play here in the third on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. This game's going right down to the wire. Nick Brodigan collects the inbounds pass, circles to the left, goes to Lessing, 30 feet out, now 25 feet out, pulls up at the elbow, right corner Nick. Now to Kirtner. Kirtner nearly palmed it. Gave it up to Nick on the arc. Nick Brodigham, high left. Guarded straight away. Deals to a teammate. Braden Heitkamp, 6'1 junior, now in for Jackson Center. Fumbled ball. Lessing scratches it off the floor. Gets it back. Now to Hickman. Shot fake on the arc. Spin move. Elbow on the right. Looks down inside for Lessing. A lot of traffic. Ball punched away, but Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Foul. Fairlawn from the back trying to catch up. Yep, that pass by Fairlawn was in tight quarters down low, Chuck.
Well, but he threw it to Lessing down there, so he makes that catch. He's probably going to score.
Uh-huh. Yep. 2:32 left. Third quarter, 28-25 Jackson Center. Six players in backcourt. Fairlawn manages to stab it out of bounds. Again, Jackson Center entering it. It's Boozer to Blackfoot, deflected out of bounds by Kirtner. Oh, this pesky defense by Fairlawn. Jackson Center can't get the ball in. Order the timeline, either one. Now it goes to Brady. Brady slings it up the floor to Blackfoot. Foul line, thought about the J, didn't. The trailer is Wildermuth. He's got it at the center stripe.
Made a great choice right there.
2:16 to go, third quarter, 28-25. Jackson Center up three. Here's Heitkamp. Heitkamp to Blackfoot, between the rings, Boozer, thought about shooting. Hand off to Heitkamp, now Blackfoot, left side of the floor, check by Lessing. Brady Wildermuth being guarded by Jamison. That was the substitution. A situational one by head coach Justin Tidlow of the Fairlawn Jets. Oh, here's a good play by Jackson Center, finding a man loose down below the rim. It was Heitkamp who got the throw from Wildermuth. Heitkamp, in off the bench for Jackson Center, wasn't covered up, caught the ball, took a shove in the back, missed it. He's at the stripe for two. Head coach Justin Tidwell to a right for Fairlawn, Chuck. Oh, you can tell the wheels are spinning in his mind. He needs to somehow get the lead and get the momentum change. Free throw, Heitkamp is good. Heitkamp off the bench. Makes a clutch shot at the stripe. Second one, Heitkamp, left-hander. Real high arch. Lands on the front rim and teeters in.
Both of them hit the front rim and went straight up and dropped down through. That's shooter's touch is what they call that.
30-25, Jackson Center up five. Head coach Tidwell standing in front of the Jets bench. His offense works directly in front of him. It is a weave by Kirtner out back to Lessing. On him is Boozer. Lessing still dribbles. And it's Boozer reaching in, almost knocked it away. And then Lessing hurriedly gets the ball off the floor. And as he throws it to the sideline, was a foul called?
Yeah, they called it on Boozer. That was a good call. He kind of reached for the ball, but he slapped him on the leg.
Five team fouls on Fairlawn, four on Jackson Center. Here's Keyshawn Johnson throwing. Overplay by Wildermuth. What a steal! Oh, what a play by Wildermuth. He runs 70 feet and slams it down. A flush, a big-time dunk by Brady Wildermuth. Tremendous anticipation by Brady. He made a theft on that pass. Tremendous anticipation. Foul line extended left. He stepped out, snatched up the ball, and he galloped down the floor like a thoroughbred and slammed it down, a huge dunk. And Jackson Center's back up by seven, 32-25. 30 seconds to go in the third. Here's a drive through the paint. Lessing carving out space, hooked it up on the run. No good off the heel, but a foul against Jackson Center.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with the two-shot foul. Seemed to me like they called the foul while he was still going across the lane.
What a phenomenal play by Brady Wildermuth.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Free throw by Nate Lessing lips the rim.
He's one for three, and you're never gonna hear me say that again, probably.
Lessing, an 85% foul shooter, missed a couple. That one's good. 32-26. Fairlawn's behind the six. Brady Wildermuth coming off a fantastic steal. Great dunk at the other end. Here is a baseline drive on the play by Jackson Center, then a pitch out back. Ooh, Winter had the look, passed it up, Gave it to Brady between the rings. 13 to go. That was a wise move. Oh, man open in the lane. Heitkamp catches, lays it in with the left hand. 6 seconds to go. Lessing over midcourt. Fakes right, goes left. Fadeaway 15-footer at the buzzer. Bullseye! What a shot by Lessing.
Unbelievable.
Man, oh man. Heck of a third quarter here at Fairlawn as Wildermuth and Lessing turn it on. 6-point game, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Oh, Chuck, the two heavyweights, the top two scorers in the Shelby County League, putting on a showcase right now here at Fairlawn as Wildermuth and Lessing are delighting the fans with one outstanding play after another.
It'd be fun to watch them just play one-on-one out here.
Oh, you're so right about that. First couple minutes of the fourth quarter, mighty big for Fairlawn, which is down six. How about Nate Lessing? He's been limited in field goal attempts. Nate, in this contest so far for the Fairlawn Jets, has now upped his total to how many?
He's got 16, and Wildermuth has 20.
Huge 11-point third quarter for Nate Lessing. Ball inbounded to Nick Brodigham. Nick's got it, head of the key for Fairlawn, which is behind by eight. Nick gives it up, gets it back. Now to Keyshawn Johnson. Baseline left, it's Drew. Drew Brodigham, mid-post. Now to Lessing, elbow on the left. On top to Nick. Nick throws it to Lessing. You get the feeling that somebody's going to need to score a few buckets other than Lessing if Fairlawn's going to come back. And there it is. Luke Hickman started a drive, pulled up at the foul line, leaned in, and rammed home a 14-footer. 34-30 in favor of Jackson Center, which gets the benefit of a foul call against Fairlawn at midcourt.
Well, they called that on Johnson, and he's been so disruptive out there, but that's his fourth foul now.
16 fouls on Fairlawn, 5 on Jackson Center. Jackson Center's in the 1-on-1 on the next one. And that's something that usually Jackson Center teams thrive on. There it is, as Jackson Center pitches it down the floor to Brady Wildermuth. He caught it between two players, stumbled a bit, put the ball on the deck. He was jostled and fouled, and Brady Wildermuth for Jackson Center has the 1-and-1. The Tigers up 4, 7:27 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw, Brady right on target. It did not touch the rim. 35-30 in favor of Jackson Center. Second free throw, Brady Wildermuth. 1, 2, 3 bounces. He rattles that one down. 6-point game again. Jackson Center in the lead by a half dozen. 7:22 remaining, fourth quarter. Nick Brodigan midcourt. Picked up by Heitkamp. Well, what a lift he's been for Jackson Center off the bench.
He's done a nice job.
Far left flank, it's Nick. Deep left corner, Kirtner. No Josh Reck tonight for Fairlawn. Out with an ankle sprain. Suffered yesterday in practice. High right, it's Hickman. Coming off a made field goal. Here's Lessing outside the arc on the left. He gets inside the arc. Skies, goes airborne, hoists up a long two. It hit the back of the rim and soared over the backboard. No rebound needed. Jackson Center ball. 6:58 to go, fourth quarter. Tigers up six. Here's Blackfoot in backcourt. Near side to Wildermuth. He tries to shake free from Drew Brodigham, who just latches on to him. That's a foul. 1-and-1, Brady Wildermuth.
That's his fourth also. They're starting to get in some big-time foul trouble now.
8 on the team here in the half for Fairlawn. Jackson Center a couple personals away from the double bonus. 1-and-1, Brady Wildermuth trying to inch the lead out to 7 or 8. in and out, no good. Rebound jerked down by Lessing. Ahead to Drew Brodigan, back to Lessing, 30 feet away. Looks like Brady Wilderbooth is on Nate Lessing now. Brady's only got one foul. Ball thrown to Drew on the block, low on the left. He tries to muscle his way to the rim. Jackson Center collapses and fouls him.
They got caught in a switch is what happened, and then so that was really a smart foul down there.
Common foul, number six on Jackson Center. Both teams in the bonus now the rest of the way. Ball thrown into Hickman, baseline left. Little fall away, 12-footer, swish. Good execution by Fairlawn. Luke Hickman drops one in. 36-32, Jackson Center by four. 6:25 to go. Ball lobbed to Heitkamp in the lane. Left corner, Platfoot loops up a three. He clangs off the rim. Long rebound to Lessing. Lessing down the floor, two on two. Lessing to the rack. Good! A teardrop right in front. What a play by Lessing. A runaway locomotive. He couldn't be stopped. It was all downhill. And Fairlawn's within two. Timeout called. 6:14 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Welcome back to Fairlawn High School. Jets crowded blue across the way. Tiger fans behind us in orange. It's going to be a thriller right down to the last possession. Two-point game right now. Jackson Center in the lead. 6:14 to go, fourth quarter. A lot at stake tonight, especially for Fairlawn in the Shelby County League, which trails Rushi by one game. Rushi playing Botkins tonight. Here is Sosby at midcourt for Jackson Center. He is sandwiched on the play by two Fairlawn players. And before a tie-up and a jump is ruled, Jackson Center gets a timeout. Just over six to go in the game. It's a two-point contest in favor of the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boozer inbounding right in front of us for Jackson Center. Flips it in to Sosby, then the ball is kicked at midcourt by Nick Brodigan of Fairlawn. Jackson Center brought the intensity early on in this game on the defensive side. Fairlawn didn't get it matched till sometime in the second quarter. Jets have really picked it up since and have cut into the Jackson Center lead. It's been whittled to two. Brady Wilderbooth has the ball between the circles. 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. 36-34, Jackson Center. Sosby near the timeline, nearly trapped. Gives it up to Boozer. Boozer low on the right to Wilderbooth. And we've got a kick or a foul. Let's see. Kick. Ball booted by Drew Brodigan.
You know, if he fakes the pass down and throws it up, Wilderbooth has another layup.
The ball fake is one of those skills that can be so effective. Ball lobbed into Brady in the lane. Double team, triple team. Look at him go to work all the way to the rim. Threw it up there as he was being clobbered. Two free throws for Brady Wilderbooth. He knows that with his size and strength and ability to put the ball on the floor in traffic, once he gets it down below the foul stripe, he can produce a foul for sure, as he did right there.
That's the fifth foul on Drew Brodigan. Yep. And now he's got a decision to make. Does he come back with Johnson with four fouls with quickness, or does he go with the big kid? He's going to go with Johnson.
You're right. Tough
call. Go a little smaller.
Uh-huh. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter, 36-34. The last of the one-on-one situations here for Jackson Center. I think that was team foul number 9 on Fairlawn.
Yeah, it's going to be a two-shot foul there.
Oh, you're right. He was nailed in the act of shooting. And Brady Wildermuth missed it. Too much oomph on it. It hit the heel, kicked away. This for a three-point lead for Jackson Center. Deep breath. Wildermuth eyes it, and it rattles out. No good. Rebound collected by Nate Lessing. Fairlawn can tie or take the lead. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Head coach Scott Elkert at Jackson Center yelling out, let's get a stop. Here's Nick Brodigan. On top to Hickman. Shot fake. Oh, he lets it go. 27-footer over Brady. Way short. Rebound, an easy one for Jackson Center. Pressure in backcourt. Lessing steals. Lessing to the basket. Lessing scores. We're tied up. 36. Oh, another steal. Keyshawn Johnson got it for two. Lessing and Johnson back-to-back thefts. Thievery by Fairlawn. Two great steals. Fairlawn up a bucket now. 38-36. Here's a give and go. Flatfoot to Brady Wildermuth. Right down the pipe all the way to the rim. And he has his arm pulled back at the basket. 4:51 to go in the fourth quarter. A couple of great defensive plays in succession. Chuck with Fairlawn in a stretch of several seconds. And now Jackson Center is down a bucket. Brady Wildermuth, double bonus. No good again. He's misfired on three straight.
He missed the front end of the one and one, and then he missed three, so that's four in a row.
Wow. Essentially, as many as 5 points left out on the floor here to Jackson Center. Second shot for Brady. Amidst the boos from the Fairlawn side, he calmly drains it. 38-37. Fairlawn in the lead by one. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Defense by Fairlawn has turned the game around momentarily, giving the Jets the edge by a point. Nick Brodigan, Lessing, baseline left. He goes airborne from 10 feet, way long on the shot, though. Rebound, weak side, right into the hands of Sosby, up to Wildermuth at midcourt. He throws a telegraph pass, intercepted by Lessing. Down the floor to Nick Brodigan. A hook shot in the lane is good. Fairlawn's up by three. In backcourt, it's Boozer. Boozer up the right side for Fairlawn. Hits Sosby in the middle of the court. Drives. Pulls up at the elbow. Now to Winner. Keyshawn Johnson overplays and collides and fouls out.
Now they're going deeper down the bench.
4 minutes, 4 seconds left to go. Fourth quarter, 40-37. Fairlawn leads.
They're going to go with Blanford now. He's a 6'1 junior who plays almost strictly JV.
And now the Jets bench is severely tested in the absence of Josh Reck because of the ankle sprain, Chuck. May play a factor in the conclusion of this game.
Well, I think it played a factor the whole game because Johnson doesn't usually play this much because he is so quick and he gets a lot of fouls.
Double bonus, Flatfoot. It rimmed out to the left. No good. 4:04 to go, fourth quarter. Fairlawn up three, 40-37.
All you got to do is look at the free throw shooting right now.
Flatfoot swishes to make it 40-38. Jets up a bucket. 4 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Midcourt, Nick Brodigan, Fairlawn. Staccato clapping from the Jackson Center crowd behind us as they yell defense, defense. On the far side of the floor, the Fairlawn Jets fans are yelling, offense, offense, offense. Here's Lessing, midcourt, far side, 40 feet out. Picked up by Boozer. On a weave, handoff to Kirtner. Lessing's got it, timeline. Still dribbling, Fairlawn taking time off the clock. Jets are in the 1-1, leading by two, 40-38. Pitch and catch, midcourt. Kirtner's hounded, gives it up to Nick, foul line to Hickman. Fairlawn momentarily putting the ball in the deep freeze. We've worked it down to 3:07 left. Lessing deep in the left corner goes to Hickman. Hickman 25 feet out. Corralled by Wildermuth on the sideline. Deals a pass to Lessing, out of trouble to center court. Under three to go. Fairlawn up two. Head coach Scott Elkert for Jackson Center calling out a change in the defense. Here's Lessing, foul line, enters the lane, swivels toward the basket. He might have been tripped on the play as he took it toward the cup. If it's in the act of shooting, he gets two. No, it's a one-on-one. Seventh team foul in Jackson Center. 2:49 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-38. Jets up a bucket. Free throws enormous late in this game, as they always are. It seems like especially so in these Shelby County League thrillers.
Well, Lessing missed two free throws tonight. I don't expect to see another miss.
Well, he swished that one all court. Three-point lead Fairlawn. Lessing again, and he is on target once more. Didn't touch the rim. Fairlawn's got his biggest lead of the night, 4:42-38. 2:40 to go. Wilderly back to the basket. Top of the circle. Pounds it on the floor. Gives it up to Boozer. Boozer 25 feet away. Blanford on him. Blanford in off the bench for Fairlawn. Head coach Tidwell going deep into his substitutes. No Josh Reck tonight. Winner, far side of the court, double team. Jackson Center's got to get the ball out of trouble. They
yeah,
do.
They buried in the corner right there. Wilderman's got away with an illegal screen.
Four-point game. Jets lead. 2:07 to go. Outside the arc on the right, it's Sosby. Guarded by Nick Brodigan. Cross court to Boozer. Jacks up a three ball. It's online. Long. Rebound winner, though. Tigers still have it. To Boozer into the lane. Far right side to Sosby. He hoists up a three. It's short. Bodies fly in the paint. Wildermuth elbowed Lessing. A minute 54 to go in the fourth. Momentum has shifted. Fairlawn Jets at the stripe. Important free throws upcoming. 42-38 in favor of Fairlawn. So many thanks here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors: Primary Eye Care Associates, Sidney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sidney Car Care, South 4th and Sidney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And Nate Lessing pours in two straight free throws. Money in the bank. 44-38. Jets up six now. Here's Wildermuth, 20 feet away. Hands off to Boozer. Boozer guarded tightly by Blanford, who might have gotten away with a shove. Down to a minute and a half to go. Sosby on the bounce. Still on the arc. Sosby foul line. Ducks under. Looks inside to Brady. Broken up on the play by Fairlawn. Steal by Kirtner. Jets are in business ahead by six. A minute 20 left. Lessing with a high dribble at midcourt. Left side pass. Gave it up to Nick Brodigan. Foul called. Boozer nudged Lessing.
Yeah, this one's got away from him. And the problem is, they turned the ball over so far nine times in the second half against this pressure.
Jackson Center, no field goals here in the fourth. Only free throws for the Tigers in the fourth period. That's been their undoing. Fairlawn at the stripe. Nate Lessing, the wrong man to foul. He drains the first one. And the second. And it's an eight-point game. The Jets widen out the margin. Minute 16 left. Brady Wildermuth timeline. On the bounce, a minute 10 to go. Brady enters the paint. Running one-hander. Jackson center bench thought he was hacked. Looked like he was fouled. No call. Jets get the break. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Minute to go. 8-point lead Jets. Nick Brodigan timeline. Reach in foul, but winner. 57.2 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Two shots for Nick Brodigan.
Lessing stood up there and made six straight free throws, all of them one and ones. He made the front end of three one and ones and then finished them off.
Nick Brodigan steps to the free throw stripe, two dribbles, and calmly puts it in. Fairlawn putting on a clinic last couple minutes at the charity stripe. In again by Brodigan. And it's a 10-point game, 48-38. 52 seconds left. Here comes Jackson Center, deep left corner. Sosby streaks to the basket. Wild shot, no good. Rebound winner. In! in, and a foul on Fairlawn. Count it for winner. 47.7 to go in the fourth, 48-40 Fairlawn.
20-6 in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Well, Jackson Center's strength early on is now Fairlawn's strength, Chuck. Superb, suffocating defense. Free throw winner way short, and Jackson Center hasn't shot fouls well late. Fairlawn has. Free throw no good. Scramble for the loose ball, and Fairlawn climbed the shoulder of a Jackson Center player. And it's Boozer who gets two. Double bonus. In excess of 10 fouls each way. 46.5 to go. Free throw by Boozer. It's hard. No good. And Jackson Center's got to get a timeout. 46.5 to go. 8-point lead. Fairlawn. Full timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Amazingly, this was a 36-30 game. Jackson Center in the lead with 7:27 left in the fourth. Free throw made here by the Tigers. Boozer launched it in. 48-41. Fairlawn up 7 with the ball. 40 ticks to go. Ball fired up ahead to Lessing. He's double-teamed. Goes to Blanford in the right corner. Back out to Lessing. And he's checked hard by Boozer. Foul called. Wrong man to foul.
Well, they had Blanford in the corner for an easy foul, and they let him get out, and then now they got Lessing going to the line.
Nate Lessing has been on fire at the stripe late in this game for Fairlawn, and he continues to be. He pours in a couple more.
He's made 8 in a row in the fourth quarter and 9 in a row for the game so far.
Half minute remaining. Deep three, right corner, winner, Jackson Center. It clanged off the rim. Long rebound, foul line, and Jackson Center goes up over the top and commits a foul, and it's all academic from here on out. 36-30 in favor of Jackson Center with just under 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And since that point in time, Fairlawn on a 20-5 run. Blanford will shoot for Fairlawn. Jackson Center finally fouling the substitute off the bench for the Fairlawn Jets, and he misses it hard. One more coming. How many points now for Nate Lessing? How many in the second half, Chuck?
He's got 28, and that's 23 in the second half.
Blanford connects. 51-41, 10-point game. Brady Willermuth dashes the midcourt. He explodes into the lane. Hook shot, makes it, banked it down, and he's fouled. 51-43. Fairlawn in the lead, still by 8. 18.8 to go in the fourth quarter. Brady Willermuth with a fantastic night for the Jackson Center Tigers. Nate Lessing with a sensational second half. Willermuth finishes off the three-point play. 51-44 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a pitch down the floor to Blanford. And before Blanford can give it up to Kirtner for the gimme, Blanford is pinned and fouled with 13.5 to go. Stranger things have happened. It's going to take a miracle now for Jackson Center. and Blanford tries to seal the deal. He pops in the free throw. 52-44 Fairlawn. Blanford again arches it and makes it. How about that? In off the bench, Blanford 3 of 4 at the stripe for the Jets, who are up 9. Here's a long three-pointer, Brady Wildermuth, a Hail Mary. It's hard, no good. It's chased down by Fairlawn, and it's over. The Fairlawn Jets have turned back the stubborn Jackson Center Tigers here tonight. 53-44. Fairlawn wins it by 9 after being down by 6 with just under 7.5 to go in the game. An amazing 15-point turnaround with under 8 to play in this contest. Fairlawn Jets really turned up the intensity defensively, sped up Jackson Center. Fairlawn started making a few possessions count. That situation, Chuck, where the Fairlawn Jets produced back-to-back steals in the span of 5 seconds, which turned a 2-point deficit into a 2-point lead with about 6 minutes to go in the game. That was the big turning point. Defense got it done for Fairlawn in the end tonight.
Well, defense got it done, and Jackson missed free throws down the stretch, and Fairlawn was 13 of 14 in the fourth quarter.
How many times this year in the Shelby County League on both the boys and girls side has that been the theme? Foul shooting. The winning team shoot the free throws well late, and the losing teams oftentimes are well under 50% late. Big win here tonight for the Fairlawn Jets, who will remain no worse than a game behind Rushi in the Shelby County League standings. We'll return to wrap it up in a moment. 9-point win Fairlawn over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
What a game here tonight at Fairlawn. The Jets overcome early deficits against the Jackson Center Tigers. The lead on a couple of occasions swelled to as many as 8. In fact, Jackson Center at the end of the first quarter led by 3, pushed it to that 8-point spread, 22-14 at the break. And Fairlawn, with great defense, forced a couple steals early in the fourth quarter, got the game swung its direction. Jets defense did the trick. Foul shooting for Fairlawn, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, clearly in favor of Fairlawn, which shot a much, much better percentage. And Jackson Center could not overcome all those missed free throws.
Well, 13 of 14 for the Jets in the fourth quarter. Jackson was 6 of 13.
Wow. Nate Lessing was tied up in knots, but Jackson Center's defense in the first half, Chuck, what changed?
He started playing like Nate Lessing.
He willed Fairlawn to the win.
Hey, I'm telling you, he's just so good. That's Jackson plays as good a defense as there is in the area, but the kid is just a scoring machine. And I don't know where he's going off to play college, but I would love to see him play in that area when he gets out there. He needed 12 points tonight to get to 2,000 for his career.
Right.
So that took him to 2016. That's only about 2,000 more than I scored in my career. I think I did have the 16, though.
54 points between Wildermuth and Lessing here tonight.
Yeah, Nate ended up with 28. Nobody else is in double figures for Fairlawn. And on the other side, Wildermuth had 26. Nobody else in double figures for the Tigers, and obviously our Clancy's players of the game are Nate Lessing and Brady Wildermuth.
A good free throw shooting, very contagious. Blanford off the bench, walked up there late in the fourth quarter for Fairlawn, and he drained 3 of 4.
Yeah, he did make 3 of 4. They didn't foul him early when the pressure might have still been on him right on that one possession. And, you know, that means a JV player, but the, still that's 15 feet in the same basketball. Mm-hmm. So if you can shoot him in a JV mm-hmm. game, you should be able to shoot him in a varsity game.
Now, Fairlawn Jets playing tonight without Josh Reck, injured late yesterday in practice, sprained ankle, may be gone for another game before he returns in 10 days or so. Our Clancy's Award winner for Fairlawn, as expected, Nate Lessing. For Jackson Center, as expected, Brady Wildermuth. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, to follow up on your question, and Ken Barhorst has just confirmed what I thought was correct, that Nate Lessing is going to Lima to Northwestern.
Oh, nice. Okay.
To play his college basketball, and he could star just about anywhere. And the Fairlawn Jets needed every single point, every single play he provided tonight. He had a tremendous rebound basket in this game. It was phenomenal. He came out of nowhere and shot up in the air, and his head got above the rim. He caught the ball, laid it in off the window, and he and Keyshawn Johnson ignited the Jets with a couple of steals underneath the basket when Jackson Center was hemmed in trying to throw the ball in play. Two steals in 5 seconds. That swung the game. Fairlawn went from two down to two up, and Jackson Center never recovered.
Well, Jackson for three quarters did a pretty good job of throwing over top of the press. When you got two people running at you, all you got to do is run a flat circle, throw the ball over the top, and now it's three on two at the other end.
Right.
And they did that well for three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter for some reason, and you know, Coach Elker's out there yelling at them, but they quit attacking.
Right.
And you got the lead, and you quit trying to attack at that point. And it allowed Fairlawn to change the momentum, that's for sure.
Fort Loramie has beaten Houston. Rushi is playing tonight up at Bodkins. A Rushi victory over Bodkins would enable the Raiders to climb to 9-1. Fairlawn wins here. Fort Loramie defeats Houston. So at the end of the night, we could have Rushi on top at 9-1, and Fairlawn and Fort Loramie right behind at 8-2 each. Don't forget, next Friday night, Fairlawn is at Rushi. 2 weeks from tonight, Rushi's at Fort Loramie as the Shelby County League race goes right down to the wire. It is a photo finish.
Yeah, I mean, and any one of those teams deserve it because there's not a whole lot of difference in any of them. They all do different things well,
but
it's three really good basketball teams.
The Fairlawn Jets' next encounter right back here tomorrow night hosting Waynesfield Goshen. Then at Rushi next Friday, as I mentioned. Fairlawn now 15-2 on the year, 8-2 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center now 10-6 overall, 4-6 in the county. A tough double weekend for the Tigers, who are at Minster tomorrow evening before playing Fort Loramie home next Friday night. That'll be a heck of a Friday evening with Jackson Center entertaining Fort Loramie next week. And Rushi at home to Fairlawn, a couple more critical games in the Shelby County League next Friday night. Well, what a treat tonight, as it was the Lessing-Wildermuth show. Lessing with a better second half, Wildermuth with a better first half. And in the end, it was the Fairlawn Jets defense and great free throw shooting which closed it out.
Yeah, I mean, we saw what I consider the two best players in the league, and they showed it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Again, the new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Phone 498-7282 to learn about your benefits. This a message for veterans and surviving spouses. And if you know of a veteran, get in touch with the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission and get to know your benefits. 937-498-7282. In Rushi tonight, we've been on the air thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions plus specialty advertising items, pens, mugs, shirts at Adams Tech Solutions plus computer repair, outstanding service provided by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank 29 branch locations, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? In between, just south of Botkins. Food's not in between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. And as we mentioned, Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney Car Care, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Adams Tech Solutions with computer solutions and specialty advertising solutions, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna as well. What a Friday night treat, Chuck. Didn't expect this many points to be scored the way the game started out. In fact, Fairlawn needed darn near 6 minutes to get its first 2 points of the night. Fairlawn winds up getting 53 to beat Jackson Center by 9. Fairlawn wins the series this year, but similar scores, 53-44, 54-49 first meeting at Jackson Center. I'll tell you what, sooner or later, and we've been talking about this for a few weeks, Jackson Center is going to hook somebody and surprise them. Could be in the tournament, you never know.
Well, they got beat last week on a bank shot three at the buzzer,
right,
with Anna. And then tonight for three quarters, they dominated the way they wanted to play.
Uh-huh.
And in the fourth quarter, boy, Fairlawn just turned it on. And I'm still going to tell you that I think that Fairlawn, of all the teams in the area, is playing the best basketball right now.
Well, that's 8 straight victories dating all the way back to January 13th. That's the better part of a month of a super brand of basketball turned in by the Fairlawn Jets. And it has become a cohesive unit. Every one of these young men on the floor for the Jets has got the green light. And if they have an open look, they've got the confidence to stick it in, especially the likes of Luke Hickman. And when they're all clicking, look out. Their defense is rock solid. It was good last year. It's even far better this season.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on Site Engineering. We've got Fort Loramie on the road at Jackson Center Girls tomorrow. 210 on the web on scoresbroadcast.com. Tomorrow night, St. Mary's at Sydney. 7:10 start.
Sydney at St. Mary's.
I'm sorry. Did I say St. Yeah. Up at St. Mary's. Looking forward to the fine facility up at St. Mary's.
Except we're going to be so high we might not be able to see the floor.
I think we're in a crow's nest atop the seats on one side. Sydney at St. Mary's tonight. By the way, Sydney crushed Troy this evening in boys basketball at Sydney High School. Again, webcast time tomorrow night. Sydney at St. Mary's, 7:10. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fairlawn, where the Jets have beaten Jackson Center 53-44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, hi, Jack. I mean, you can play a hell of a game. Can he single-handedly